Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are on the Dr. Alsette Show. Join the discussion or ask your questions by calling in at 347-826-7901 or jump online in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DRAUSET. Every Monday, God's Awakening with Brother Tony, dedicated to divine masculinity. Every Tuesday, Science and Spirit of Sex, where we celebrate, educate, and facilitate sacred sex. Every Wednesday, Goddess Awakening, dedicated to divine femininity. Every Thursday, Ask Dr. Alsette, where you can get free mini spiritual and energy readings from world-renowned Dr. Alsette. Again, call in at 347-826-7901 and chime in. Schedule your full personal reading with Dr. Alsette by visiting www.drladiauset.com. That's drladiauset.com. Or call in at 720-620-2316 to schedule your full reading. Now take a breath, open your spirit, and let this in. Every Thursday, 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Ask Dr. Alsette with world-renowned Dr. Alsette. Get your free mini spiritual and energy reading. Ask one question to find out if you are in your alignment. This is an introduction to what a full reading is and how you can benefit from it. Hurry and call in. Lines get full fast. 347-826-7901. Or blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Alsette. Schedule your reading with Dr. Alsette. Call her at 720-620-2316. Spiritual and energy readings are $100 for unlimited time. Do you have questions about your wealth, when and how it's coming to you? Are you ready for the love of your life and wanting them to show up? Do you need to connect with someone on the other side for closure? Dr. Alsette values the sacred space of spirit and the privacy that you welcome her in. As an authentic reader, she values the space and looks forward to giving you your loving, uplifting, ascending reading. Call her at 720-620-2316. We want you prepared for the power of ascension. When you join our broadcast, the amount of energy being transmitted in spiritual alignment may increase your manifestation. Dr. Alsette is not a Western physician or practitioner. She has been trained and initiated by anointed shaman, and she is a holistic healer of spirit, energy, body, and mind. She heals and does not practice. Please be sure that you are aware of the energy that you bring on the lines as well and in our chat room. This is sacred energy, and this show creates a sacred fingerprint to the universe. Join us in the hands of healing and in the hands of your ascension. Again, we are here for you and your alignment.
And blessings, family. This is Healer Lady Alsette coming at you. It is our first show of October, October 6th. I cannot believe that it is October. If you are not familiar with astronomy and how the universe works and all of that good, wonderful, fluffy stuff, let me let you know right now that October officially marks the energy of the coming year. So we are already in the year 2016 energy. So if you are not focused, if you are not displaying discipline, now is the time to start and to get a heads up so that 2016 can be fruitful for you. We are almost out of this Mercury retrograde. If you suffered from miscommunications or just nonsense, even if you were just, if things were just going haywire there for a second for you, know that it is almost over It is almost over, and we will soon be out of the retrograde of Mercury. However, you know, we, at the end of the day, these planets work for us. We don't work for them. So you have to remember that, too. It's that's why you must be knowledgeable of what's happening in the universe. Okay, let's go into it. Science and Spirit of Sex. You are on Tuesday night show, Science and Spirit of Sex. Starting next week, Dr. Khalik will be starting with the God's Awakening. I'm so excited to bring this brother back on board, I should say. And so we're going to start off Science and Spirit of Sex. Tonight we are going to talk about sexual energy protection. Before we even start, let me say that your sexual energy does not mean that you are engaging in sex, okay? So right now, I'm going to take you through the non-engagement of sex in your sexual energy, and then we'll go into when you actually are enjoying the wonderful exchange of sexual energy. Oof, Lord, that's so wonderful. Okay, we're going to go. We're going to go right into it. Okay, everyone possesses sexual energy. We have to stop acting as if when we say the word sex or sexuality or sexual energy, all of these things, we have to stop making this so taboo. Now, everyone does not have it in the same capacity, but we all have sexual energy. In order to be effective in communication, it requires sexual energy. Now, that doesn't mean intimacy, and that doesn't mean, you know, luring in and you guys are knocking boots. That's not what that means. It means that in order to effectively communicate, there has to be a receiver and a giver. I don't care what it is, how you look at it. Even I don't care it's orientation. I don't care none of those things. Someone is giving, someone is receiving. That is genuinely the concept of this first step of sexuality. Who is giving, sexual exchange, I should say, who is giving and who is receiving? And is there reciprocity happening? So you are always in an effective form of your sexual energy. This is your life energy. This is what procreates us as human beings. So to think that we are ever without sexuality, even them nuns, even them monks, even all them people who crazy enough to say, I'm a full fit, this wonderful gift of divine sexuality, I'm going to forfeit it for, you know, whatever the purpose is. Sometimes it's just because you, I don't know. I don't be knowing because I would never do it. So, but whatever the reason is, even those people who are forfeiting, they still possess their sexual energy. They just have disciplined themselves enough to channel it to be redirected into another place. So that's the first thing, the second thing, everyone has sexual energy does not mean that you are engaging in actual sex. Everyone has sexual energy. Those are the first 2 points, okay? Now let's go into what it looks like to possess sexual energy outside of the bedroom and how are you engaging. This is where people tend to say, oh, you're a flirt. You're a natural flirt. Leo's. We the most guilty of this, right? We always tend to be called, you're so flirtatious, and you're when really this is just us being in tune with your sexuality. And we're not the only sign, but I'm just on some Leo stuff tonight. But that's all. But we're not the only group of people who possess that same type of energy. So when you have that energy, are you making it productive for you? Or are you making it non-productive for you? And it is in your control. So when you come to grips with understanding that your sexuality is a part of who you are all the time, no matter what, you don't ever not be it, okay? When you begin to embrace it and say, this is who I am at all times, that energy, you can make it work for you. You can also be very vulnerable and be up for attack. Or be up for harm's way. And this is why you need to be protective. So if you know, and I'm going to go a step further in stress, particularly to the people who tend to have a constitution that isn't as strong, that may not be as firm as others, okay, this male or female. If you are easily influenced or can be easily taken advantage of. Your sexuality, your sexual energy is being tapped into, because you can only be persuaded. You know, persuasion, the art of persuasion comes with seduction. There's a level of seduction that has to be played. And if you Robert Greene, if you've ever read any of Robert Greene's books, you are familiar with those different prototypes of how you can, there's the siren, I can't think off the top of my hand, there's a siren and all of these different characteristics of how really people use the sexuality or their sexual energy. I don't want to say sexuality. Let me revert from using the word sexuality. Your sexual energy, because this is how you persuade. This is how we say, how are we going to manifest what it is that we need to manifest? By engaging in relationships with other people. To be liked, you were tapping into maybe a very low vibration of sexual energy, but you were tapping into sexual energy. And to be liked and to be where everyone wants to know what you're doing, or everybody wants the appeal, the draw, you are dealing in a degree of your sexual energy. So how do you protect it, specifically when you are not sleeping with people? Okay, now there are people who do sleep their way to the top. That's your business, right? Hey, okay. However, for the people who do not sleep with everyone to get to the top, how do you protect yourself? So there are, if you're a woman and you do business, we kind of know that there's some aesthetic things that we do. We get a fake wedding ring. We do little stuff to where we kind of try to create some type of a boundary, right? That still doesn't work because, you know, the institution of anything isn't really respected anymore. So how do you respect, and not even to say being actually pushed up. We're talking about energy. We're not really talking about dealing in this realm. First thing you must do is have the proper intention, okay? If something is misrepresented by you, there's this thing called accountability, self-accountability. And you have to be honest in yourself and saying, okay, how did I contribute to someone misunderstanding how and why and where my intention was? And it may be because you may subconsciously know that you have sexual energy and know that you have to kind of teeter that line just a little bit to create enough suspense to lock in whatever the manifestation is that you're trying to lock in, whether it's business, whether it's a job opportunity, whether it's, you know, whatever. If it's your ex-husband or your ex-wife, you know, if you go in with a certain outfit and looking nice, you know that they're going to succumb. You know that, right? Or brothers, you know, if you coming in and your car's clean and you got the new haircut and you're smelling good, you know that they're going to succumb. So maybe subconsciously, maybe you don't want to put it in your consciousness, but when you don't put it in your consciousness, you leave yourself open to be vulnerable so that you can be under attack and you can be in a situation where you don't really necessarily want to be. So you protect your sexual energy first and foremost with your own intention. And when you put that intention in your forefront and you make it be in your consciousness, what happens is you begin to move differently. You begin to move and say, you know what, I'm not going to engage if the conversation goes here, or I'm going to wheel in and bring it back and get back to the point. Or you will be able to sense, if you're really good and you're really in tune, you'll begin to sense when there was a too long of a look to each other, and you can remove yourself from the situation. One thing that I will say is that the power of discipline of not engaging is so much more fulfilling. You get more out of it because of the sense. Now, I'm not saying to the people who sleep their way to the top or sleep their way to the top or whatever you got to do. When you do not do that, it can work in your favor longer, and you can also accomplish more. So if you're not exposing your sexuality because you have to engage in your sexual energy, then you create discipline, and the universe will reward you for that. The universe will say, okay, you're taking some accountability of knowing that it's not going to be productive to cross the lines into sexuality, right? So that's the first thing, is your intention. The second thing is to ensure that you're clear about dropping hints. We are so intimidated by being authentically who we are. We're so intimidated by that. We do not really know how to walk in it. But we'll use our sexual energy to get us what we want. We will play. We will play with the sexual energy and say, oh, I got this. I know what I could do. Oh, all I got to do is do this. And once I do that, then I'm a... And we will really, really, really have a manifestation of a situation, and you don't even know where it's coming from. And listen, y'all know me. I am so transparent. I am definitely speaking from experience. Okay? Me being naive is not in the word, and especially when you know, then you get caught up and you think you like somebody and your feelings and all.
Sorry, family. Mercury retrograde. Goodness gracious. I don't know what just happened to my phone. Anyway, ooh, and I was in a good flow. There it goes again. Okay, sorry, family. I don't know what in the world just happened to my phone, but I'm back.
Okay, anyway, so let's get back to the engaging in your intention and your self-accountability and recognizing that you do have the power to control what your sexual energy is doing and how to manifest it. So intention is so important in making sure that you, how you're engaging, because it just puts in your consciousness an order that will happen, and it creates a barrier. Why you have to protect yourself? Because when you do not protect yourself, what happens is you can blur lines and not even recognize it, or you allow a door to be opened with someone who may have a stronger constitution and may have an agenda behind wanting to go beyond any type of platonic situation with you. And now you're caught up. And because of the stakes, a lot of times we will engage in that sexuality instead of just honoring what sexual energy is and letting it be that and stay at that, so that you're not in a confused state. There's nothing wrong with tapping into your sexual energy, especially because sexual energy makes you feel good when you're being complimented, when you're being, you know, that's a love vibration, right? So it's okay to engage in love vibration with other people. What doesn't become okay is when your sexual energy is so out of control and you don't have any type of a discipline, and you're being put in situations or people are misreading what you may be projecting because you're not taking accountability for how you're showing up, or you're not recognizing. Sometimes you don't even recognize that you're doing something that could be inviting in energy that you may not necessarily want. So your sexual energy, tapping into it, is not something that is bad, but you do need to protect it because it does lead into your sexuality. It does lead into a door that can go into your heart. It does lead into your spirituality, into your spiritual well-being. So you do need to protect it. There is a level of protection that has to happen. Beyond intention, beyond accountability, is being clear about setting those lines. If we talked about earlier, if you don't have the strongest constitution,
to be able to stand in who you are, because you might be intimidated or you don't want to risk losing something. The next thing is if someone isn't comfortable with who you are and the being that you are, then you need to remove them from your life. Nothing should be at risk of you being authentic to who you are. Nothing should be at risk with who and what you are manifesting to create the lifestyle that you want, create the atmosphere, the environment, and what it is that you want to achieve. When you feel like you can't do it, your constitution, you need to go do your own work and tap into your own sexuality, because let me tell you, when you're comfortable with your sexuality is when you are really comfortable with all of who you are. When you are not timid about your body type, when you are not timid about your attraction, when you are not trying to justify why you like a certain particular type of person, when you're not doing those things in trying to convince people of who you are because you're so confident and you're comfortable in who you are. When you start with your sexuality, well, I don't want to say start, but when you are comfortable with your sexuality, that is usually the best sign of knowing that you're completely comfortable with all of who you are, when it's not taboo to talk about anything of any portion of who you are. And you stand firm because now you're saying, I'm not going to compromise. So if you see a vessel in front of you that you may feel like there would be a compromise, that discipline automatically kicks in. And the last thing in how do you protect your sexual energy when you're not engaging in sex, we're going to talk about engaging in sex next. And the last thing is to acknowledge it. Spirit, energy, other realms, other entities, the biggest thing that is desired from those other worlds is they want acknowledgement. They want acknowledgement. If you can't acknowledge that you have sexual energy that you work with, that you can do your magic with, that you can pull out cards with, if you can't acknowledge that you have sexual energy that can be utilized, you will always be unprotected because you will always be walking around with your head in the sky all airy. We're doing the chakra class right now, and today we were talking about the chakras. When they're blocked, you can come off as this airy and, oh, everything is just wonderful and everything is beautiful and there's peace and you're hippie and I'm just going to let everything fall as it may. Okay, that's not responsibility and that's not accountability and that's not healthy spirituality. And so you want to acknowledge that you do possess this energy, you do possess this power, and how are you going to make it productive to create the life that you want to create, to create the lifestyle that you want to create, be in, and being in tune with that is vital. Take a breath, because now we're going to talk about when we done left with somebody, gave them our sexuality, gave them our sexual energy, and we really did not want to do that. Okay? And I'm not at all talking about violation. I'm talking about you're sitting in your sexuality and getting protection from the person that you might be sleeping with, because they might be energy vampires. They might be spiritual vultures. Okay, hold on, we got a question. 720, you are on the line. How can I help you? But if you don't, then I'm going to let you go. 720. I need to have like Dougie Fresh on the board. When people don't understand that they need to be back, like, yo, you on our set show. What you got to say? Be a woman, not a hoe. I'm just trying. I was just being funny. Okay. Keep going. All right, let's talk about this. When you engage and you are having sex with someone who you need to protect your sexual energy from, so you might You might be in a relationship. This isn't even just, you know, let's talk about you're in a relationship and the energy is bad. A lot of times couples will want to engage in sex thinking that if we just have sex, if we just make love, we can fix whatever problem, and it becomes a really empty relationship because all of this physical doesn't heal, that y'all really don't like each other and you really don't get along, but maybe sexual energy is off the hook. You need protection from that. And why do you need protection from that? Because if you engage and this energy is being left in you, what you have to understand is somebody is giving and somebody is receiving all the time. This is why you have to educate yourself, your family, your children, your everybody about the power of the spirituality of your sexuality. Because when you give it up, you are allowing a sacred imprint to happen that might not be worthy of who you are. But you engage in because you don't want to be lonely. Because you don't want to. So how do you protect yourself?
That's right. So, buddy, what was it?
Huh?
A little treatment.
720, you on the line. I can hear you now.
I was listening to
the
radio show,
man. Did you
want to
say something?
What's
going on? The sexual relations are good. Ooh, okay, I think I got you. 720, are you on the line? I think I know who this is. 1320 is the last digits of your number. You on the line. But I don't want to say your name if you don't want me to say your name. I'm going to put you on mute. Text me if you have my number. I think I know who it is. I don't even know the numbers. But I think I know that it was you, and I'll get you back on the line. Okay. So let's go back to if you are engaged, if you're in a relationship and you're with someone, and you know that their vibration isn't where you want it to be. You know that spiritually, this is not who you want to marry. This is not who you see yourself with. You don't want to have no children with this person. First of all, the truth of the matter is you should be disciplined enough that you should not be having sex with this person. If they're not worthy of your spirituality, you should not be engaging because they are going to leave an imprint. Just like the preparation commercial of the show. Everyone on the line, I try to get an understanding that there's a preparation that must be understood because this show is going to be unique, for it is a spiritual imprint on the universe that we are going to create tonight that has to be honored. And if in that same, such is true with the people that you're engaging with sex in, if you can't see that this person, if you know this person is, you know, not as intelligent as you would like them to be, if you know they got body odor problems and you don't like that, if you know any of these things that just you don't see forever with this person, let me stress, and I'm not saying anything other than you got to be careful with your energy because that's how important it is. Now, you're going to engage anyway. I get it. Where the human side of you, you're going to engage anyway. Same principles. You have to go with intention, okay? There are key things that you cannot do if you do not want to be under attack from this energy. The first is you cannot invite full vulnerability into your sexual space because there has to be an agenda. You have to, and I even can't stand that I really have to say this to people, but you have to have an agenda in saying, if you're not willing to be vulnerable, if you're not willing to say, I'm going to go there because this is the person that I love and we're going to manifest some stuff, you can't engage in sacred sexuality with someone that you feel you have to protect yourself from. Let me say that first and foremost. You are not going to, this show is about educating, facilitating, and celebrating sacred sex. You can't have sacred sex if you feel like you have to protect yourself from the person that you're with. Here at the Dr. Asset Show, we do promote that you just do not have sex instead of having sex with people that, you know aren't good for you. They aren't good matches. All they are a nut. And if that's what you are doing, then you need to clearly define that and go in there with that intention so that you do not open up yourself. Now, you cannot help that the vibration is going to resonate. You cannot help that once you rock your root chakra, everything else is going to be affected. You cannot do that. However, you do have the power and you do have the control to have a blocked off encounter. I don't even really know if there are words to explain that. But if you've ever done it where you've had sex just to have sex, just to get off, just to you know the feeling, you know the association, you know the disassociation. You might not even be thinking about the person that you're with while you're getting off. These are the tactics that must be used in terms of protection. Now, the next thing is don't sleep over. Why would you say that, Asset? Because there's too much of a vulnerability. Listen, when people are exposed to you in your sleep state, energy being projected, if you are not concerned with being protected of your sexual energy with the person that you're sleeping with, which you probably shouldn't be sleeping with them. I'm going to say that this whole time, but I'm going to give you guys skills and tools so that you can do better until that discipline can get up in you where you can say, I'm not going to engage until there's somebody worthy of who I am. So until then, do not sleep over because energy. Here's the other thing. Just because your intention is this is just a nut, their intention may be, I'm going to make this person fall in love with me, right? And so you don't want to confuse things. You don't want to create a misrepresentation just because you showed up. And you need to be clear. Now, sometimes it's hard to be clear with people and saying, you know, this is all that I want and this is all that I want to do, because you don't want to come off as rude. You don't want to come off as and I get it, but that means that you're not being authentic to yourself. Going back to the same things that happens in when you're not having sex, you're still not being authentic to yourself. If you can't clearly communicate to somebody, you know what, I don't want a relationship, I don't really rock with you like that, you're not really my type, or you're not, but I want to engage because this sexual energy that we're drawn to, let's explore that and let's cultivate that. If you can't do that, you're still not being authentic to yourself. So you are still compromising. Even the experience is not even going to be a great exchange because now you're compromising even what your standards are just to fit in. I don't know. Just so that you're not alone. I don't know. Don't do that. Don't do that. And protecting yourself. The best protection of your sexual energy when it comes to the people is to not engage with people who are not worthy. Set your standards. Be very clear. Be very intentional in saying, I am not going to open my legs or penetrate myself into any vessel that is not at least workable towards what my standards are. It's not just physical. And when you neglect sexuality, sex, this is where we fall into the traps of being able to have sexual spells on you. See, we don't want to talk about we don't even want to have those conversations because we just want sex to be wonderful and beautiful, but we don't want to talk about spells, the disease, the manipulation, the power. We don't want to talk about what the balance of all the good, fuzzy, mushy, all that stuff, you know, crying and stuff. We don't want to talk about that. We just want to say, we do want to talk about that, and we don't want to be reminded that if you're not in control of your sexual energy as you're engaging in sexuality, you can be controlled by someone else. You can be manipulated by someone else because your own constitution is so weak. It's so weak, and it's only weak, and I'm saying it very strongly because there is a call for the frivolous engagement to cease because you're not doing anything. It's not getting you anywhere. Everybody, you know, if you're a woman, you know, we all have our woman talk. Sometimes we talk about, oh, you know, in college that was my whole stage. I went through my whole stage. And, you know, sisters, you don't have to have a whole stage. Brothers, you don't have to. You can have standards too. We have this other idea that men are so sexually driven that they have to. They are unfaithful. That this is just what men do. Men just do this. No, they don't. But when you succumb to that. And when you make that false reality a real reality, what happens is you become it. So in becoming it, your weak constitution, because I guarantee you, you're gonna get tired. It's tiring. It's tiring. Okay. And so stop engaging in the frivolous.
If there's anybody on the line who wants to jump in on the conversation, or if I didn't cover something, go ahead and press one. I'm trying to see what was going on with that number. But if you have any thoughts on how to protect yourself, you know, you could do the ritual stuff, sure. You know, you could do the ritual stuff, sure. Light the candle, burn the sage. Have the frankincense and myrrh. Do all of that stuff. You can do all of that if you want to, but all of that stuff doesn't work anyway unless it's your intention. Whatever principles or rituals or steps that you have to take, if it's not with your full, undivided intention, or if it is without it, Now you understand why you're being attacked. I don't understand why I just keep doing the same thing over and over and over, because you're not taking responsibility, because you're not taking your own accountability, and you're not acknowledging sexual energy is real. And we use it every single day, even with each other. We use it every single day. I feel full. I see all these people on the line, but if you guys don't have any input, I'm not going to force the show. I don't have to hear my voice all the time. In fact, I'd rather listen. So if there is no one on the line, tomorrow, Goddess Awakening, I believe it's time for Majestic Elements to come back on. So I hope that Majestic Elements will be available because that was my to-do list today and I didn't get to it. So, sis, if you're listening, please shoot me a text and let me know if you can come on tomorrow night. If not, the Goddess Awakening, we will. Thursday, next Monday. I cannot wait. My dear friend, a supporter of everything that I have done, and just dope. Dr. Khalik will be coming on for God's Awakening. He didn't come late yesterday. Him and his wife had an anniversary, so I need to shout out my sis, Sister Saran and Khalik. Happy anniversary. I love y'all. I'll see you tomorrow.